Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
Thank you, Dirk. No, it's not game day, but it is hump day, middle of the week, halfway to the weekend, halfway through my first week of becoming part of the podcast world. Hi, everybody. Steve Lamb once again, and thanks for taking a little time out of your busy schedule to check in on our WBAP website and listen to what's going on, at least from my perspective, in sports. And man, I've heard you loud and clear. After 2 days of talking about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones taking that knee before the singing of the national anthem with his team on Monday night in Arizona, their opposition to President Trump's criticism of NFL protests, it's time for me to punt the football. Sorry, I've got to use a sports analogy. I do that too much, but this is what I've been doing for 37 years, 31 and counting here on WBAP. Now, back when I started, I was in Oklahoma, where I followed the Sooners and the OSU Cowboys, and in the Big 8 Conference, as it was called then. And then I moved to Texas and started following the Southwest Conference, the good old days, back when Texas and Texas A&M would duke it out year after year to see who was going to be the champion. Of course, you also had SMU and Baylor being competitive at times, along with TCU, Arkansas, and Texas Tech. But the Longhorns were usually the team to beat, winning the last title in 1995 before the conference went away. A&M and Arkansas would bolt for the SEC. TCU was left out when the Big 12 formed, but now the Horned Frogs are the only ranked team in the entire state of Texas. How is that possible? Are times that tough in Austin and College Station? What's happened to the Baylor Bears? Art Briles is what happened, but that's a whole different podcast. You can't go back, but you have to focus on moving forward. And nobody's done a better job of that than Gary Patterson at TCU, where all he does is win. In 18 years in Fort Worth, Patterson is now following last Saturday's huge win at Oklahoma State, 153-54. That's his win-loss record. His team currently ranked ninth in the country, and while he'll tell you, like all coaches do, you take them one game at a time, they're headed for a showdown in November in Norman against the third-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. Frogs get the weekend off with their next game a week from Saturday at Amon Carter Stadium against West Virginia. The Mountaineers are currently one of four teams from the conference ranked in the top 25. They're number 23 this week. OSU tumbled to 15th after they lost at home to TCU. Pokes will try to bounce back at Lubbock on Saturday night. Those Red Raider fans are going to be fired up. We'll hear from Tech coach Cliff Kingsbury in a moment. But I thought if you're a Big 12 fan, a college football fan, you might want to hear what some of the coaches had to say this week, taking questions from the media. We start with Coach P.
Do you think your team is in pretty good shape as far as not, as Bill Parcells used to say, eating the cheese about getting a big win on a road like you guys did?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, we talked about it. I talked about it to them in the locker room as soon as I walked in. You know, now we'll see how we do things. You know, we'll start practicing. We went a little bit yesterday, and we'll start practicing again tomorrow. We got to get some guys healed up, but get back to making sure we're doing everything in the classroom and all the other things, getting in the weight room. But you know, it's you got some tough roads. You got a West Virginia team that's very good. I've been watching them all day, and already this morning, game planning from last night to this morning. So very, very good what they do. Then you got to go on the road to Kansas State, and you know, if our group can't figure out that they still got eight really tough ball games left, then you know, we'll be surprised. But you know, we've been talking about this since January about how tough this schedule was going to be, going on the road as many times as you have, and then you know, if you watched, I've already watched pieces of Kansas already better, watched Texas getting better, Baylor getting better. I mean, everybody's. Everybody in this league is doing what they're supposed to do. You know, it's supposed to be every week's got to be a war.
Now, the Frogs might not play this Saturday, but I promise you, nobody will be working harder getting ready for that next game than Gary Patterson. The best game of the weekend, on paper anyway, should be Texas Tech at home against Oklahoma State. It should be. I'm not sure yet how good the Red Raiders are, despite going on the road and winning at Houston to improve to 3-0. And one member of the media wanted to know what was up with the team traveling all the way down to Houston to play the Cougars last Saturday, a game that Tech won 27-24.
Normally don't see anybody playing a non-conference in-state opponent at their place. What was the mindset of going to Houston?
You had to ask our, I guess my predecessor or athletic director or somebody. I did not have anything to do with that game.
You guys had, you know, a surprisingly tough non-conference slate, obviously playing against a Power 5 team and then probably a Group of 5 team that's at level, and then obviously, you know, one of the best FCS teams in the country that's pulled some upsets. and you're coming out 3-0. How do you guys think you managed to get there, and how do you evaluate your performance during that slate?
You know, we really just wanted to get better each week, and I think we did. I think as a team, we played better together each week, and that was kind of our goal, preparing for conference. We know the competition will ramp way up this week when you have a top 10 type opponent coming in Oklahoma State, but I was proud of the way we fought. You said those were quality teams, well-coached football teams that we face in non-conference, and found a way to win some close ball games, and so hopefully that can build some confidence moving forward.
Texas Tech coach Cliff Kingsbury. The Red Raiders and OSU underway Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Now, I'm not sure how the Pokes will respond after they lost to TCU. Mike Gundy might be asking himself the same question.
Wanted to ask your impressions of Texas Tech's front seven, especially their defensive line kind of over the weekend, and I guess how much of a concern that is, especially with the losses to the offensive line he sustained the last week or so.
They're playing pretty good. Overall as a defense, I like how they're running to the ball and making some plays, and they've got those big guys up front, those three down guys, and then they got number one in there that runs around and plays good football. So, when you watch them, you can see why they won three games.
Texas Tech at home Saturday night against the OSU Cowboys. It'll be crazy out in Lubbock. Now, the Big 12 weekend begins tomorrow night in Austin, where the Longhorns host the Iowa State Cyclones. Texas was idle last Saturday, and that might be a plus after that exciting game they played against USC a couple weeks ago out in Southern California, a game they would end up losing in overtime 27-24.
Coach Tim Beck was said previously, he was recounting some stuff from the some plays from the USC game. A third and one, a guy lined up wrong, a third and three, I think there was a 15-yard penalty. Now, after 1 week, your first open date as the Texas head coach, what kind of ways have you gone about kind of shoring things up, making improvements, let's say?
Well, I think improvements in assignment are always through repetition. And the more that you do something over and over and over again, the better you become at it. And so, we've got to make sure that, the game plan as coaches that we're simple enough to where we can get, quality reps and make sure that those reps then are translatable to the game field on game day. So, you've got to have enough offense to win the game, but you've also got to make sure that your kids have had enough reps in each scenario in order for it to become habit on game day. And so I think that's where the open date really helps, is you can continue to rep all of those things in a controlled environment in practice and not have to worry about going out for a game on Saturday.
First year Texas coach Tom Herman. The Longhorns are 1-2 against a Cyclones team. That's pretty good. Just ask the Iowa Hawkeyes, who they almost beat in overtime. So there you go for you diehard Big 12 football fans. Some of the comments this week from a few of the coaches in the conference. It's nice to be able to hear what they had to say instead of some of the other crap we've been playing these last couple of days. So what's coming up tomorrow? Well, it depends. I may have to talk about this FBI sting in college basketball. We'll see. That's the great thing about the podcast. It could be all about sports, or it could be about something else. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.